Manifest in the seven shadows by the Russian Shiver, plus the Russian Goshen Manifest is in the 30th movie of the seven movies of the Russian Shiver Universal.
Of the household, So he's not considered the Nisakin, he's considered the Torah. However, the Rambam passes, he passes like a Yudet. So he passes the Tidni, if he doesn't do it, so he's also higher, because by becoming excited, by being carried away, so he releases the tension. So he's relaxed like this. He was very excited, and the blood pressure was going up, and by being carried away, so he releases the tension. So he's inside. But it's contrary to the Gemara. So, the Shein, most of the Shein, Machirik and Rambam, the Magdishka mentions that the Raivet lives on heaven. But the Magdishka mentions that the Raivet is massive. The base Ruch HaShabbos Halocha Aleph Hamavi HaKol Shul Chayim Yehu Shei Tzorech Leimta Avo Yehida Gar HaShfos Et Pota Mishnitnei Shul Yikauke Hamavi Rebish Shul Chavir Yasir Rosh Yehosei Chayim Avo Pishu Mashna Yitni Shekabonosi Rinyoki Nisemi Vahari Yizkaru Rodaitei Yishochecho Hamosei. He releases the tension by having an outburst, and he becomes relaxed. The Nazik Kerei Al-Meisei U'l-Hamosei Shulchai. U'l-Chiro B'chavir B'shasni Livo She'korei lo Nisakin Heim Pritzo Yitzon Arab. But he's very glad he's all right. All right, there we go. So he's a chedike. So what? But he still releases his tension, so he's in Nisak. That's a very cute page base, but it's mentioned another hour. Replace our house, but it's mentioned in another halach, in Perches. He makes his show. Lahatil Eimok, initial basis. All right. The Yisra Rabbanon, the Toye Bitom, Heche Makshinon, so there are two Yosoids in the morning. What is now text? The Yosoid is Uchaygabne Rishon. But there is another person. Uchaygabne Michayim. The Heir Bi, the Yisra Rabbanon, the Toye Bitom, Heche Makshinon, the Chaygabne Michayim. So, okay, but I'm sorry, Hosh. So, the more discussion is it for your ideas. The Chayav and the Chayav. So, what does it mean? Agam and the Chayav, that is Chayav, Mishu Shabbos. What is Gabriel and his own? So, what's the passion? So, is Gabriel and his own? It's Chayav and Shabbos. So, there's two ideas. There's an idea of Shabbos, and there's an idea of Gabriel and his own. Because he's the case. So what's the kashi? Yes. Vokim la mizore choshi. Oto ino la mizore veisi dvore mechori. Muteh. Vishanyes likushye. Vigarsinon misvoreyen. Vichaygad no misho. So the certain chachom and certain rabono. He says they're making a mistake. He says, Isli rabono, so that means anoshim veilim. So, if the Rabbanu first to them is listening to Rabbanu and Moshim daily, so they make a mistake in calling them. But the Esti Kashi there, the girl say, the Chaygab Mechayet, and if we are Geiris in the Moor, the Chaygab Mechayet, then it appears that the Kashi of the Moor is, how can we be free of Mishim Shabbos? But he's going to have his own. So Kashi, so what? So he's going on his own. He's Zachrit anyway. There is in Melachet Shabbos. Some Leili has another Aveira. She Leili on his own because he's a Kaist. So what's the Kasha of the Gemara? The Kasha of the Gemara. So then we give it to Eretz. No. The better girl says not the Chaygavne Michayev, but the better girl says Chaygavne Mishor. That's our girls. But there are many Rishonim who are Geiris Chaygav Mishore, and they still explain it the same way. As see, the Geir said, being the Chaygav Mechayev, Chaygav Mishore, so the Kashi is, according, let's say, to the Ramban, the Raile, the Rashbo, the Ram, so they are all Geiris Chaygav Mishore, but still, they explain it in the same way as it appears according to the Gilsa Chaygav Mechayev. The Chaygav Mishore, so Mele, white sin is a big chute in losing his temper, so Mele, he cannot be it. So there is no heta for him to act like this, to lose the temper. If there is no heta for him to act like this, to lose his temper, how can you call him Isake? So this is how that is. But those Rabbonim who reject the Gilsa Chaygav Mechayev, so why do they reject the Gilsa Chaygav Mechayev? Because Chaygav Mechayev tends to indicate that the Kasha of the Gemara is, since he's greater than Zoret, then Mele cannot be considered a Misake. So Mele, they prefer the Gilsa Chaygav Mishore. So, according to the Gilsa Chaygav Mishore, they don't have to explain the Kasha of the Gemara. He shouldn't be Chayav Mishum Shabbos. But the Kasha of the Gemara is something else. After all, here the Braise says, HaKereya V'chamosi V'avi Ali Zechayev V'yav Al Pishon Chal Zechabes Yosin Yikri. So, in other words, the Braise says reference to one who is not an Avariah. Not going to vary and he doesn't care for the Yisrael Shabbos. The price is referred to someone who Bishayim was Kirei Abachamos. Bishayim. So now there is on the whole, he is a Yisrael Kosher, but he was Nichshu Bishayim in Avera of Kirei Shabbos. So Chayei V'chatos. So the Bashlis HaLoshon of the price is, he's a good Jew, but he has one Avera. After all, Chagishmoel says that he was once Korea Bisaitra and he was Mate, so he wrote down in the pages that he wanted to be Samito, should bring the Chatos. Chagishmoel was certainly a tzadigomo, and he also was Nirchto in Avera of Meloch and Shaykh Kam Shabbos. So the price is reference to a person who is a good Jew, he's a tzaddik, but after Pishiyotzi, the clear, in other words, he's very concerned whether the kindness is clear or not the kindness is clear. He's not an Abari, but he's Chai Vechados, but he sins, he's clear of his Zore. So why does the price only mention that that he's Yotzi Nitzri, as if the only problem had been, his only problem had been, whether kindness is clear or not, no, there's a bigger problem with him, more serious problem. All right, if it's not the kindness is clear, it's not so terrible. But his Gelebel Avizore, that's a bigger problem than the question whether was the kindness is clear or not. So there's the kasha of the Gemara. In other words, not that the Gemara's kasha is on Gagavim Mishore, the way that the Shemim explained it, the way the Rabbi explains it. Chagam Mishore, since it's Beisar, so the Meir cannot be considered Pesach. No, what is one thing to do with the other? And now, one of Melochas is Kisi B'Shabbos, Kisi Kisis, and suppose someone writes pornography, he writes a Pekoses, so you're not in Chayev, because he has a terrible Avere, he writes, as he calls us, what has one thing to do with the other? Whether he doesn't have it or he doesn't do it. He's in Misake. He's in Misake. So here too. So that's the Rambam sheet. That's the Rambam sheet. The Rambam sheet is, the Rambam is Geiris. The Geiris that we have in our text, the Chaygavim Mishore. Chaygavim Mishore. But not the way the Rambam explains the Chaygavim Mishore. Chaygavim Mishore. Since it's Osir, so Meile is not in Isaki. Why not? It's Osir, it's Leila, and Zoe is a terrible person, but in Isaki he is. But Kashav Gimori, the Loshna price indicates that this person has only one problem, whether he was the kindest tree or not the kindest tree. There's a bigger problem. It's the business you tell him. Never mind. Trier. All right, you're not caught up on the mixes Trier, but you have to be more serious about it. You are to believe that he's over, you have to straighten out. And the Russian advice is, that the RFP, Shemichal is a Shabbos, and Bishengay, so he's high the Chatos, but just in the Trier. The only problem he has is that he's Chayda Chavos. But like this, he's a good Jew? No, he's claiming that he's all right. So the Bible should say, the FLP, Shehu, claiming that he's all right, you call no Kiyosi Dichri. Then we understand. But the Russian advice is, the FLP, Shehu, is a Shabbos, yes, Dichri. So Nora says, the price is reference to someone who was Korea. The Hamose, when internally he was come, he only made the show. Some melee, the price doesn't say that for Pishu Korea that is already. No, because he's a kind Jew. Only thing is, he's Chayda Chatos, he was near so Nabele from Shabbat.
Is that the case that happened when they're not going to bring down the Kriya Amnesi? Is it Kriya Amnesi is the Yemenia Kriya for us?
Yes.
According to what we're saying, it's to be Kriya on any Mace, the only difference is actually if you answer. The Rambam specifies that's going to make it a Kriya.
You see, in a man, if somebody will be Kriya Amnesi, the Amnesi, and the excitement, and I mean that his blood pressure will go up, and then will be Kriya Amnesi, the Amnesi, thereby releasing the tension and the money then will be high. But when the person is very clear, it's what such a lot of time. And sometimes you find that. Usually it's not like that. people actually are mess, whether it's mess the day or mess the hour, but their blood pressure doesn't go up. So maybe I may say, even though there is no tikkun of the release of the tension, so it's higher because the guy needs it, but lay down there, and there is no release of tension, so it's in calculus. Yeah, all right. Now, so that explains the Rambam. But then there is a certain expression, very strange in the Rambam. You know, sometimes in Rabbi Hananel there are many words missing. So that's why Yahweh says, literally, to Israel, it comes off. Now, yeah. Wiesen Rabon, die Toye, die Tome, Heche, Machin, Lechai, Gabon, Lechai, Borgeli, la Vizore, Choshi, Otri, la Vizore, Weiss, Borgen, Lechore, Mutea, Vishan, Yis, Lechushi, die Gassrin, die Gassrin, die Sporeien, Lechai, Gabon, Lechore, Vatan, Lechashin, Lozo, Lechur. Then, here, some words are missing. Vadrinalu, Misura, Mihade, Kashye, Misura, Mihade, Kashye, Mandoma, Misaki, Lechai, So while there are certain words missing, and the Tzol Ramishpok says, Tzolich Tikkun, but you see, something is missing here, but you see from the conclusion of the Rach, that the Rach rejects that shita of the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim are assuming that just because he's related to his own, there's a million in Kalkin. So they reject. Because of that, they rejected the Gilsay. The Chaygavim and the Chayet. So Ram Chanan says, no, we can hear as Chaygavim and Shorem, we can hear as Chaygavim and the Chayet. And it still can be explained the same way. In other words, since he's related to Abizore, so Mele, what kind of a Misakin is he? He's Migane Yitzarobat. So what does that mean? Because he doesn't have it. What if somebody writes pornography and like courses and Shabbos is put there? Because he doesn't obey, he does terrible things. He's still misakim. Now you see in the case of Rosh and Shabbos, so he says, the Chagav Nishore, since it's an obey, he's in Galen, it's a whole atzme, so the male is not misakim. The portion on the surface tends to indicate that whenever a person doesn't walk, that Meloche involves another Avere, other than Shabbos. Shabbos you cannot consider because every time Meloche is there. But if it involves another other than Shabbos, so then it's not fine. It's not so. It's not so. So Hashilchi is coaching the hood. So he's higher, but there's Avere. Higher than you have to use. The Gemara says, Kotchim, Chutz, Rabbizor, Chayyad, Dimo, Chathoris, Gemara, and Zohar, he has so many Averas. So what has Averas to do? Because he does terrible things, so he's not a Misakin. Misakin doesn't mean Misakin on a spiritual level. Misakin means Misakin on a mundane level, on a physical level. On a mundane level, not on a spiritual level. On a spiritual level is, he might be the biggest mitalke, but if on a mundane level is misake, so mele, this comes in with misake. So what is the case of Sahor? Say, kidney disease, be avera, shebi yare, yitzara, para, be atzmi, shayim imalikach, umochar imalikach, so mele is not in misake. But I think the pshat is very simple. I don't know what I mentioned. Akeres Yod from the Chumash, from the Pasuk. Shichas Lev, Loi Bono Bima, to your Ikin Shuk Sarah. So that Darcy Leon says that, you know, there's a popular saying that the Torah consists of three categories of mitzvahs. You know, in the Mokin, you know, you have a, I mean, everybody knows it. He doesn't know that. Everybody, the child, in the first grades of the day school, so no, should know it. If he doesn't know, so he's fighting against the Mechamch, should know it. He doesn't know it. But the Torah consists of the mitzvah, not in the Mokin, not in the Mokin. So God says, no, there are three categories. The Northern Mokin, the Northern Mokin, the Northern Mats. So this is what the Torah says. Shichas Lev. Shichas Lev is the script of the idea is the Northern Mats. Kavot Tzitzar. Kavot Tzitzar. Lui Gonov Mumon. Is descriptive of the Avera's Binodom Namokim. Loi Bonov, because Bonov Matan is Shabbat. When a Jew acts as if he hadn't been Bonov Matan is Bonov, he violates the Torah, so then it's Loi Bonov Namokim. That's Avera's left descriptive of Avera's Binodom Namokim. The Riki Shiksal Teo is descriptive of Avera's Binodom Namokim. So there are three categories of Averis. The Nodom Namoki, the Nodom Havere, the Nodom Lazi. Some Averis, like this, Rosh, says, Kidu is the Averis, Shemigare, Yitzrara, the Atzme, Shayeim, Ino Likach, Mocha, Ino Likach, some Mele, what kind of Averis do you have now? Averis, the Nodom Atzme, he's destroying himself, like somebody who's taking drugs. So he makes himself into an addict, and he loses the control over himself. So Ayinu Malikach Umohalim Malikach, there is no limit. It's not an Avere of Binodom Mokim, or even an Avere of Malachavere. It's Avere Binodom Latzme. It involves, it's an Elohim involved. The Avere of Binodom Latzme, when he destroys himself, he's gathering to all of Latzme, he's taking away the control, the self-control over himself, then he's not himself. And Shri's Rambam is to the country. Shri's Rambam is just as in the case when the Moloch involves the biggest Havira, the non-Moloch, the non-Havira. So we wouldn't say that he's not in the Sake, even according to the Raya, the other machine. Now, suppose, according to the Raide, it is only Chayev, if it's Jereya, Yomein, Aishim. In other words, internally it's come. So he doesn't make himself anymore. But he makes it show. Suppose if Jereya, Ibeget, Ibeget, and Yomein, Aishim, they say, but the Beget is not his Beget, it's somebody else's Beget, it's the Mazda. But he's calm. But he's Jereya, somebody else is better. I think, even according to the Raya, the Rambam, the Rajpa, the Ritva, the Man, who say that in the case when it's not in the Arena, he should face it. So it's Potter because it's not in Sake. So it's only over there because he does harm to himself. But in the case where he's calm internally, and you don't have a hey, he's a magic, but that's a different kind of there. So then, even the rival would be made that to be fine. All right, so that's the Shiva Sarah. Now, I would like to discuss what I discussed yesterday. So yesterday I mentioned that there is a machlokes in the aloche, the e, or the kosher who knew them the chayes. So there's a machloekes Hashem. Then the Hashem mentioned to your souls. And now it takes the years in Skiyuben Echad. But there is a year set of some Hashem. The Odom Kosha who Chiyuben Echad Yitreya. Now, come to that year set. So the more spells it out that there is a Chiyuben. But then you have the Hashem who are, have the years in our heads. The Odom Kosha who Chiyuben Echad. But not Chiyuben Echad Yitreya. But they explain it the same way anyway. One can hear the Chayyim and Chayyim. Then you have the Shayim, like the Ram, the Rav Yor. They have the gear say, Chayyim and Chayyim, and they don't explain it to you and Chayyim that there is a field incumbent in the one who hears of the fear of the Mkosha, the Kibitraya. There is a Chayyim and Chayyim to more internal. So Nenele, if he's Kereya, so he has mitzvah kiyumis. And the Ramo, now, so most Rishani hold that there is a chiyuv of Kereya, either because they have the gills of chiyuv and the chayev in Kereya, or even they have the gills of chiyuv and the chayev, but they explain it the same way anyway. However, the Ander of Yor, they have the gears of Chiyuv Mechayev, but they explain that Chiyuv Mechayev is Sabbath, internal. Nenele Kriya is in the Giyumis, so Nenele is not in the Kriya. Now, the Ramo Paskins lie down. Simen Shin Mem, Sivo, Alodom Kosher, שאין חושן על שום הבירה ולא יעל שום ביף ומצווה ולא יסן השום ענת אף על פי שנקודם בתירה אף על פי שלא מדביש הסיסיוס לשומת חי ותרעה ודן ושאין לו זה קשה סובי לו זה גמור עם האיש חי סיסיין חוכן שנס חכו קרן עלו מה נפשע if he is not in the kosher so even if the chochen then have to chuyif it for you and the kosher so download the chochen the ochen the am chuyif it for you anyway so some rishenim there like the Ramban with the Teres there's a difference chochen shemez so even if he is not there and he between this and kvur and he hears of that tidings after the kvur some male is he's in the hood of the career. He's in the hood of the career. Hashem can run kosher, even though he didn't witness it, but he heard it before Kfura. Then he's hired. Behu she'in itchom b'nisel yikfura. Itam l'chachom yiktur mitchrit. Then, so he passes the machabea that there is a fear of tree. Then Ramo says, v'yei she'in rin, dem Chayer und Freya oder dem Kosher, oder dem Kim Indo, die Schass und Zias und Schombe. Aber Chayer, so der, der Mühe, die Nacken oder dem Kosher. Aber Chayer, Livke ist und die Sabe oder. But Mora says, that is not in the Kalkir, since there is a few of Livke ist und die Sabe oder, so Nele Kriye is a Mitzeki. So, Pichino Adlo, so that's the reason as to why everybody is naked and no one is Kiriya Kriya or Nikosha. All right, now. There is a Mishnah in Brochet. Machshemeis Tevi Avdi. Tevi Avdi Shalom Gamliel. Shibu Olof Tanchumi. Omu Loi Talmido, Nimaritomo Rabbeinu, Shemi Kavim Tanchumi Ra'avodi. Omu Lohem, in Tevi Avdi Kishok Ra'avodi, Kosha. So the Shosinyo says, and that's based upon your challenge. Sharaj also mentions the Lord. So, the CEO says that actually, we have to understand. He says, Eilu Tevi Avdi Kishor Kalavot, Kosha. So, why do we have to be Marich in the Rosh? He should have said either, Eilu Tevi Avdi Avalyan, Kosher, Tevi Avdi Kosher. Or we should say, in Tevi Avdi Kishor Kalavot. Why do we have to say both? In Tevi Avdi Kishor Kalavot, in Kosher. So we should say, you explain that the Yerushalmi. I mean, just mentioning the Yerushalmi. Because actually, the Talmidim of Ram Gamliel were bothered by two kashas. Ram Gamliel was in Kabotam. One kashi is there is our in Kabul Tanhum Rabot. That's number one. But then they have another kashi. Suppose Tevi hadn't been in there at night. But was Tevi a relative of his? Was Tevi related to Amnabriel? Was he one of the Kredim Amurim Mateo? Neu Bite or Rime? I mean, Ochi. He was a stranger. So how can we Kabul Tanhum? Who can we Kabul Tanhum? No. One who is Nihuye to be Sabe, he can be Kabotam. But apart from the fact that Tevi was in a decline, but he was a stranger, he was not the corridor. So the Mele, how can he be Kabotam? Only an opening in the Kabotam. Two kashas. So Amramir gave him an answer on both kashas. And the halacha, that there is a special halacha, that the neved is gufke of kabod stankum. So he said, no, that's only the average heaven. The average heaven is poor, stam avodim, is useless, after the kira michalei, is in a bayah. So that's why he's gufke of that, he's a rosh, stam avodim. But heaven is not a rosh. The Tevi is not the Rosh. But then the Kashi is, so the Kashi is, how can we be apart from the question of Eben? He's a stranger, he's a kosher. Some male, I can be covered. Now, that's originally yours. But this is based upon the Yerushalmi. And the Rashbam also mentioned the Yerushalmi. The Rashbam was.
Is there a Chiddush Rashbam Brachas Nashim? No, no, there is no Chiddush Rashbam, period.
Chiddush
Rashbam?
Brachas.
Okay, I don't
know. Are you?
Shemei Sebe Abdi Kibro Tampum. Bin Tema, will he hey out and hurry? Mean Kabin Tanhumina Haki? For Pier should be a shalme, she palmide hobbit kid made. Behind Abdi Ham Sham Shinchir Tseme, or your hobbit ball of kid made. Your hobbit ball of kid made. So, in other words, because Teddy was very, very loyal Ebed from Gamliel, so he was Chaviv Olav Kibnov. He was as devoted to Tevi's Ebed as to his own son. So that Yerushalmi should be mentioned to all those Chachonim who criticize Chachmin Yisrael. So that Yerushalmi says that Ram Gamliel was as devoted to his Eved, slave, as to his own son. I mean, who among the modern people has attained such an atreva of being devoted to an Eved as towards his own son? Unless someone is not a devoted father, so very far. But Ram Gamliel was a devoted father, and still, he was as devoted to his Eved, Tevi, as to his own son. Now let's see your shots. It should be mentioned to all the Chachonim to say that the deal in Israel is committed against everybody, against women, against abortion, against women, against everybody. Only the modern people, they don't discriminate. The deal in Israel discriminated against everybody, so it should be mentioned. This Yerushalmi should be mentioned. Now, Yerushalmi says, Hovmi Chayrim, it's a very difficult Lashon. In general, the Lashon of Yerushalmi is difficult. Another says, Haytani Tani Yerushalmi, Rishni Kuyoi. But especially this Yerushalmi, very difficult Lashon. Hovmi Chayrim, Achayrim, Kabin Chachomim Aleyeh. So why do you say, in Kabin Chachomim Aleyeh? Even if he had been even chayrim, it would be difficult. How is it called Achumim? It was a slanger. Keine, masnaite in kabin tanchumim al ha-avodi. Tone, maise shemeiso shem posi shalot leza, nichnus u talmidot l'nachmei v'l'jidei, nichnas nishmeyem l'chotzer v'nichnus u achot v'l'bayis, נחוצה ונכנס אחות, ובייס ונכנס אחות. אומר להם, כאילו לא יהיה שאתם נכנס לפושכם, ואתם נכנס להפתים את רייטכם. ועל יום רואים, כמה נכנסים לעבוד איתם, שעבוד איתם בין רובים, עד מחירים אחרים מכמה נכנסים. כל שנה עבוד. It's a very strange one. Difficult. But there is the פירוש של בעל חרדי. אבל לא עסקה. אבל לעזר עסקה. He was a tradition. He was a contemporary of the Yosef of Sinachari. So, Mechirin Achirin Vishoyu, in the Mafrik, the Abodin, the Nkosha, the Roshe, Nichlau, the Mechirin, or Tuna, Nichlau, the Mechirin, Ein Chiluk, und Loitz, the Reblesser will come. So he says, he explained the Shalom as follows. In other words, Hopni Achirin, Achirin, is the coming from whom? And what do we say? In Tera Abdi, Kisho Abdi, Aodi, is Kosher Oyo. So he said, Hogne Achir and Achir and the coming from whom? So it's Mashma only because from the Kasher the Talmudim asked from the Muir. It's Mashma only Abodi. You're not the coming from whom. But Mechirin Yal Mikavot Anachomim. So, what does it mean? Mechirin Achirin Rishoyim. Midin Polik Ba'avodim Bin Kosha L'Roshe Michlau Bin Mechirin Ein Chiluk Diloy Kirab Lezer Edel Kamon. So then he said, Keine Masnite in Kabun Tanchumim al Ha'avod. So the Sifra Haredim explains it. Why does the Mishnah say al Ha'avodim with the idea? Why does the Mishnah say in Kabun Tanchumim al Ha'avodim al Ha'avodim? What do you mean Ha'avodim? It's a specific kind of an Eved. Doesn't it? He said in Kabun Tanchumim al Ha'avodim, he implied no Eved. He can, an Eved is moved to a Tanchumim. And then it is most profound. But he says in Kamunahun al Hava, certain kinds of Hava, Stam Eved, who are after the Kira Michal, who are Mishoyu, Stam Avodim Kubyustis. Yeah, Kubyustis means giving the Poshis, Kubyuta, or any of the Spash explains, or Kubyustis means a gambler, Misach Mikuye. So they're not too nice people that way. So in Kabun Tanchumim al Ha'avodim, in Kabun Tanchumim al Ha'avodim, now it's an Eved, a whole Eved, who is an Abaye, who is a Kyustes, who is the Kira Michalei, is Mufke of Kabbalistan. If he's a Rosh, an Eved Rosh. But Ibn Chayri, Ibn Roshe, even a Roshe is, you can be Kabbalah. But how can you be Kabbalah? Is a stranger, is a Roche, is not the correct. The answer is, even Chiri, who had the same kind of relationship as Nebuchadnezzar, in other words, he served him loyally. Let's say he's his servant, and he served him loyally, and to whom he's grateful, even if he's a Roshe. So, the master, I mean, I don't know what they can call him master, he's not an Eved, he's just a worker for it. But if he serves him loyally in his hobby, all of it knowing, even if he's a Roshe, so he can be Kabbalah from here, I mean, he can be Kabbalah from here, and someone who is hobby, all of it knowing, that doesn't mean he just likes him just like that because he likes his face. That doesn't mean Kabbalah of Pinoy for a reason, because he served him loyally and everything, so he feels indebted. So Machmas HaKalas David, he's Kabbalah of Pinoy. So then he can be Kabbalah Chumim on him, even the one who served him loyally is a Russian. Served him loyally is a Russian. Then the Sifra Haredim says, so this is the Gemara, when the Gemara says, in other words, but only Avodim, in Kabbalah Tanchumim, Eved the Roshe, you're not in Kabbalah Tanchumim. But the Mechirim, even the Roshe, you are in Kabbalah Tanchumim. But how can you be Kabbalah Tanchumim? A Roshe or no Roshe? Stranger, because after he's from Shamshi Jatsen, kind of Eved, who is loyal to him, to whom he feels grateful, so then he's hot of the noy, so even if he's a Roshe, he can be covered up from it. That means that there is a king of Avelis. That there is a king of Avelis. If somebody, oh, but, and Eved the Roshe, not. So, but Tevi wasn't Kabbalah Tanchumim. Why? Because Tevi was not the Roshe. Tevi was the Roshe. This is how the Haredim explained the Yerushalayim. Hope Mechirim Achirim Kabbalah Tanchumim Aleyem, Kine Masnaite Mekabbalah Tanchumim Aleyem, Tone Maise Shemeisa Shukhosim Shalom Lezer, Nichnus et Talmido Unachme Yoloi Kibay, נכנס לפניהם לחוצר ונכנס האחר אחות לבייס ונכנס האחות. אומר להם כמדו ואוליסי שאתם נכנס לפוצ'כם ואתם נכנס לפרק. ובמאפרי ועבוד עם בקושר לראש נכלל ובקורס. If he's a kosher, so even an Eved is not Mufker Tanchumim. So, the Tzadik, the Kashi, but he's a stranger, so Abdi Mishamshi can say, hey, he's for the world to make. So he was a king of Abdi, king of Abdi, and then he's for the world to make. And then he saw the kashi of what? But I want him a mufke of Kabbalah Stam Kumila, a mufke, so that's only Stamet, who is the tyranny, but he could use this. But if he is a kosher, Teddy was a kosher, so in the middle he was a kabbalah. Mit machli ba vodim in kosher le roshem, mit chol, mit chil in ein chil. The Lord is a blessing of the common, because the blessing of Shem means that even if I'm chil, who is chobi vodim in afshe, let's say, and Mishamishem, the chil in Mishamishem, in Kertzei Nei, so you cannot be, if he's a roshem, you cannot be in kabel. So that's the machli, it's been true. Ram Gamliel and Rabbon, the Blazer and Blumhem, and Ram Gamliel and Rabbon and the other. In other words, according to the Blazer, there cannot be Kabbalah Stam Chumim on the Rosh, even if he's in Shamshit. If he's a correct, so then the Blazer is also needed. Even in Numa Midori, there is a Blazer, only in Numa Achis is Midgeralis. But in respect to someone who is Mishamshi Kotzeh and is Chobi Golov Kibnei, and Machmas Koras Eke, so is Chobi Golov Kibnei, so then, according to the Rabbanon and Rabban Leal, even if he's a Roshe, there is a king of the Hez, even if he's a Roshe. But according to Rabbi Ezano, if he's a Roshe, there is no king of Abeles, even though he is horrible of delay and counter effect that is in some shape of Zeke. Mechidin Achirin Rishoyim Mugin, Polit Ba'avodim Mikosha L'Roshem Yisrael, Mechidin and Chiluk, Yiloy Chabel of Lekamo. Then the Sibachim says, Aro Akir Sibida Tzibo Ba'am Kikri, Vada Yol, so then the Amut Kibareles, only Roshem Matimu Malach, but it is a Roshe, a woman of Achilles, a king there, who is a Maccabee, a Nadic nation, a rich Negro, a Nadic nation. So there is still a field to be started. But if it is a Maccabee, a woman of Achilles, then it is Mutke Bagel. Our appears in the Archipelago by a king, by the Lord King, because of the Holy City, King Masniki, was trained at King Masnike, Kilima, a long time in the Rabbon Kriya and Amelia. He shone his stand in the garden of Kumala body, to the Tolik and Kosha the Roshe, he less it. He shone our body in Kriya, our whole body, to lay our body, Mashma had been doing, Shehubam Rishoy, to the Oma Bealme Abde the Kira Michele, our children lay, und nur den Rabbonen namen Edek, hopp mich heire, lot. So den, die Joshaune Kantinus. Kadomach retrie barade, ach sie die Barakapore, kabel rischlocki schalei, was kabel tanchumi, der habe rabbi. So, wenn retrie barade, the nephew of Bakapore was also the Talmud. The nephew of Bakapore, who was the Talmud of the Shlokish, so when the Chia Barabi, the Talmud of the Shlokish, was lived there, so the Shlokish was Mikabel Tanchuna. Only one who can be Sabbath, only Sabbath. Can be Sabbath over everybody. But if I could be in there is a Kimarabis, there is an easy place. So if he's a Rebbe, so in other words, so a Rebbe can be like a father. So just as a father can be Kabbalah Tanchumim, so a Rebbe can also be Kabbalah Tanchumim on the town. Then, but it works the other way also. Kadomir, Neymar, die Talmide, die Barnashe, Chogin Roll of Kibre. So in other words, because the Talmud of the Shlokish was Chogin Roll of Kibne, so melee. And may you can be covered on homes, and only you can also be covered on homes. So this is what the Sifah Haredi says, and the Mishnah, she washing Rashbo, being Tenach, the Rehei of the Chilin, the covered on homes, and the Rehei, for Pir Shebe Rishalme, she are committed, she are all of the Chol of the Nei, the Chin Abdi Hamsham, she perceive, Chol of the Nei, at Kambushem. Isn't it amazing? I mean, the ethical height of the Chachon. I mean, Maria, Eden Evet, was royal then. So what? Royal then. So what would the immodern liberal say? Oh, he's a nice guy. He'll go trade gold together. Maybe. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. So, serve his interest, so then he'll do it. But Hallelujah, the Nosi Yisrael, heaven at nine, heaven at nine, but he wasn't like the regular body, useless, you know, to show you the appearance of him. He was a kosher, so he was the capital of him, he was talking about people, he was talking about somebody who didn't hear him. Even if he is a Roshe, but if he is a Shamshi, if he was nice to him, never mind he is a Roshe. It was nice to him, so he should feel better. So then he can become a Roshe. So you see the Chochmeh of the mother of people who criticized Chachmeh Yisrael, not only the Chachmeh Yisrael of the right generation, but even the Chachmeh Yisrael of the Tanoim and Amoroim. The chutzpah to say that the Chachmeh Yisrael Tanoim were not fair towards the woman. You owe an apology to women. You find such chachamim, such rabbis who write that. So see, I mean the emes that they express. And I read so many out. Everybody sends me his literature. I don't know. His literature, her literature. We are blessed with many modern Jewish men who are with us. And we are blessed also with a number of modern Jewish women who try to improve the world. So I get everybody sends me his literature. Founding the Torah, Karate to the reformer. Everybody, I don't know why, but I am on the mailing list, fortunately or unfortunately. I am on the mailing list of everybody. So, some modern people, modern men, modern women, sometimes you find even modern goddesses, whose husband is a rabbi. So they send in this kind of literature. And curiously enough, so even the so-called Orthodox rabbi, so the modern Orthodox rabbi sends me her essays, a textbook of the Rosh Hashivas of the daily Chokirat, I mean, even the daily Israel of 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, 400 years ago, since the days of Rabban Gershon Rayela, no one of the Torah scholars cared for the Jews. Rabban Gershon Rayela was one man, the liberal, he was sensitive to the problems of the Jewish men. That's why exactly the Chilam against divorcing a wife, Bal Kocho, against marrying two wives, he was all right. Since him, the Rambam, the Raibet, and the Rajbo, and the Rambam, and Hunat, I mean everybody, the Chaber and the Ramo, were all reactionaries, insensitive to the problems and to the pains of the Jews. Who were sensitive to the problems. But she has to improve the lot of the Jewish women. Something has to be done to solve the problem of the agunis. There are all kinds of ways. There are various techniques, this kind of technique, that kind of technique. This kind of an agreement, that kind of an agreement, only to improve the lot of the Jewish women. Because they, except for Rabbi Gershon, who lived over 900 years ago, so there wasn't one Torah scholar who was sensitive to the problems of the Jewish women. And that is accepted, like it, in such nonsense. Besides everything else, such stupid nonsense, you know, sometimes the person says nonsense, but it's intelligent nonsense. But such stupid nonsense is accepted. You know, I don't know whether you studied economics. In economics, there is the Gresham law. So the Gresham law says that cheap currency drives out a good currency from circulation. So cheap literature drives out good literature from circulation. The Jewish woman wrote a book, and in that book she describes how she, with the help of a certain lawyer, and she's unfortunately she's a Jewish woman too, so with the help of the doctor and the lawyer, she advised her mother, who was suffering from cancer, how to put an end to her life in such a way that she shouldn't be prosecuted. And that book, the Jewish woman, and that book became bestseller. So that's the Gresham law. So cheap literature drives good literature out of circulation. So this kind of nonsense, that since the days of Rabbi Gershon Radeva, no one has been sensitive to the problems of the Jewish world. So we see how Chachmei Yisrael, who were sensitive not only to the needs of the Jewish women, but even to the needs of an Eretnaimi, and how sensitive they were that Ibn Khairim, Misham Shikir Tzeneik, even if he's a Roshe, even if he's a Roshe, so Puk Hazi. So who is sensitive and who is not sensitive? Right then. So this Halacha, so we see that there is a Halacha of the Kiyum of Avelis and someone who is Chodidei of Kidmei. I think that in the same way, I mean, that's the reason I told Rabbi Gamliel, the Kabbalah Talmud, he had the Kiyum of Avelis and Tevet, because he was an Odom Kosher. So Meile al-Haskam of the Chamo, he saw an Odom Kosher. So of course there is the Kiyum of Avelis. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. Even kosher, even the Rishonim or Agerim, the Chiyuvim Mechayev, he doesn't mean Chiyuvim Mechayev to the Kerala, but Chiyuvim Mechayev to observe Avelis, internal Avelis. So Mele Kriye is a Mitzvah. Now, I had many times, and the child comes up, it's one of the most relevant Shabbos. You know, there are many Jewish couples who adopt children. Many Israel children who adopt children. Sometimes not observing Jews, but they adopt children. in fact, in paradise, the question is, are they mechuyev to subserve Shiva? Of course they're not mechuyev to subserve Shiva, because they're not fathers, they're not parents, they're not parents. So, they're not kibbutz. But, whenever the Shalit comes out, they are eager to see Shiva, because if they will not see Shiva, it will hurt many people. Parents, they gave them life, they raised them and everything, and then they don't even observe others. So maybe they want to observe Shiva, and they want to care for it, and they want to care for it. So of course, the psak is, you want to observe Shiva, probably a hard work. But not only because of Darkisha, not only because of Darkisha, but because there is a king of his mothers, we see that even an Ebed who is horrible of Kiblei, some Mele, there can be Kabbalah Sanchum in soul. So there is a king of Aveles. So of course, there is no Nisar of Hashemites. You know, many times, you attend the funeral, and the children they are available, some rabbis encourage it. So they pay a tree, not on the jacket, on the tie. And also they explain, so they get it. And some people, some available are so sophisticated, don't want to take a tree out of ignorant time. So they have a little, that is the chapel manager, you know, was coming with them, a little black ribbon, and then the rabbi comes over and he makes a cut in the night, with a little ribbon. I mean, everybody saw it, I saw it in the night. And that's encouraged, that's encouraged. Sometimes I happen to be a few money, such a few money. And when I was working in law, so I was every week I had to deliver eulogies on certain people, and it happened many times. And then the people that are living and are observing are very ignorant. They don't know any of anything. So they want to tear a tree on a ribbon or a tie, I think that's a good idea. So I tell them all the time, I'm sure that tear tree on the tie, you will leave the rashes. You won't be in kind of meat, not tree, so you'll leave a lot of the rashes. So never don't tear tree. The ribbon, I don't know whether the leave of the rashes, if you make a cut in the ribbon, I don't know whether it's worth even having food there. But tie, because 10 hours, certainly they are all Tashkis. At one time I was searching to know, and the ladies had the ladies put on, somebody advised them, the ladies to put on the tie in order to be able to tear a tree on the tie. So I said, sort of that was even, I even go to the eulogy. So I said, no, you cannot do that. So an uncle of that lady says, Rabbi, don't mix, don't interfere. He says, I'm not interfering. I'm only telling them, this lady, she wants to do the proper things, but I'm advising her what the proper thing is. You are mixing, I'm not mixing. I'm not going to force her, I'm not policing. I'm just telling her the Jewish law. And then she listened to me, not the law. So don't mix, don't interfere. Don't interfere. All right, anyway. So, many times the shadow comes up. So when that's the children, when that's the parents, they want to see you. So I said, not only you are allowed, you have a mitzvah of a veil, because if you Chavidah of the name, so it can be covered from Chumim, the Edekah, So you have a mitzvah, and you have a mitzvah of Kriya. You have a mitzvah of Kriya. And in such a case, if you'll be Kriya on Shabbos, so you'll be higher, because you may not be in Kalki, you'll not be in Kalki. One time I had a similar shayla, very interesting shayla. I'll mention it. And I was robbing the Ria. It was about 25 years ago. So the house of Maria, or Shalom, the wonderful person, Cousin Merlin, he was the cousin of Maria. So he didn't have any children. He adopted the child. He needed to be adopted, not the child. He didn't know who was. A long son of his, a daring Jew, Cousin Merlin was also a Merlin. So, we had a number of children, he wasn't rich. So, Merlin wanted to achieve that, but he wanted to have a child. So he made enough of them that he'll adopt one of Death's inheritance children. And we gave him a lot of money. You know, how I can do that, well, that's a problem, but such things happen. So he adopted the child. And then the child turned out to be a brilliant child. And he studied the Das, one of the communities learning the Das. And then he went to Lakewood and he studied in Lakewood. Now he had a very favorable opinion of him. When he got married, so there was a conflict between the adopted parents and the natural parents. The natural parents found out and knew this child of theirs turned out to be such a wonderful boy. And the natural parents were Hasidic Jews, very fine Jews too, but they turned them over for money. So, they wanted to be the Untapiras. You know what Untapiras is? The Untapiras of the wife. Hasn't learned, his wife said, stop fight. We raised him and everything. So we have to be the Untapiras. So there has to be the Untapiras. So the question is, he was the Hasn't realized what he was. So they decided, they both decided that so I had to be told before. And the only couple is child. So I didn't want to ask him just on the basis of emotions. So I had to look up at him. It's not such an easy shot. So I did what is called in Tokyo language, a lot of research. So then I found the market. That the adopted parents have parents, not the natural parents. Because the Medra Shabbat, the Parsha Shmeis, I mentioned it because as Shalchas, the Darwin of Kinoi, and to point out what Aloha says about gratitude. Mentioned the Shmei, the Rebbeinu Shom said to Moshe, אתה הולך ונך אי פיכו, וריסיך אשת ידעת. זה פרק לשליחס, כפר. סודן צז, ואני לחמין שביושת על יסח יסלי, ואני מלא אילכונו ושוב על אחי אשת מישראל, ואלה הרידם חיים, ואני מלא ישראל מי שלך לשם. מה לא ראית? כי לא הייתי תקוק תמישי בן ישראל. ואני כמו Others, the question, how is it that Moshe Rabbeinu only got permission from Israel? Who is his father? Why didn't he get permission from his father Amor? So, the Medrash Shabbos says, the Lametcho, she called she Messiah has been seen, and then Chavere, the Nazareth go, how you hire Bechrede, Yeseh, and Yechrede, שהרבי של יובה, אלה יכולו ביאמרון, הם אלה יכולו ליסו, מפני שחוסך את מי. Sounds very strange, but simple shade, I wouldn't say it. And no Rishni would say it. Shade said, and there is a conflict between the covenant of the natural man and the covenant of the divine character. So then the ethics must bypass. Then you have to do that. But then the natural parents, even though at first they accepted me, I should pass through. But then they accepted me. So he said, no, he wants to go to the Torah to somebody else. And to somebody else. So he says, well, you didn't accept it. You didn't die, and how capable. So he said, well, there is even among you, and he's no Amoretz, the natural part. So he said, even among the Musaelim, there is such a thing as an appeal. So Chazon Rami said, but in the halacha there is no such thing as nothing. So I said, no, he's right. Halacha there is also such a thing. It's in our Gadis form and Parsha Yisra. Does anybody have any calls to this? I mean, Chumash Reis? It's all right. I think I remember what it is. We'll look it up to see. In general, whenever I mention something, don't trust it. You should always look up. Because I can make a mistake too. And I do make mistakes sometimes. Vayivcha meishe amshechayo mikol Yisrael vayitenei som roshim alom sore alofim, sore neis, sore chamishim, visorei asore. So the Rambam's form says, why is so many different kinds of shaftims, or alofims, or neis, or chamishim, sore asores? Because in case the dying passes a certain control, and the Rambam are not happy with that, we can appeal to a higher So there is such a thing. But then, so then he said, all right. He discussed it in a certain way, what the pilot was mentioning to me. Then he wrote a show up, and he found me to get in the book, and the Hungarian law told me that I made a mistake in passing me. So he said, first of all, he had no right to tell me to discuss it. If he thinks I made a mistake, he should have called me up and point out to me. And if he'll convince me I made a mistake, then I'll revert it back. But he had no right out of me to tell you without discussing it with me because you didn't know the reason. Do you know the reason why? You don't know the reason. So how do you know the reason? So he had no life. He was a family trouble. So he said, he suggested another interview. So I said, there is a right of appeal, but you're not going to tell me to whom you should appeal. So since this hostel is the town of Lakewood, so then you can appeal it to Rabanko. If Rabanko will say that I made a mistake, but I have to appeal together with the two parents, and so then I'll be in the battle by you, even if I will not agree with you, but I'll be in battle. So anyways, I arranged, so there was another before the Rabanko. I was there. Chazim Erling, and his wife was there, naturally, father and mother were there, and I mentioned that the Shabbat is in the bound of the pastors, that the adoptive parents have to be the leader. As I mentioned, on the basis of that Medr Shabbat, but this Medr Shabbat is in line with the halachas of Hobbibol of Tidnei, and all these things. And so when Cousin Mary was living there, so of course, son said she didn't. And then when Mrs. Mary was living there, he also said, unfortunately, a few years ago, his husband, so was Nikhtar, he was in charge of all the artistic work of Torah Mesorah. He had a sort of journals. He was very artistic, Torah Mesorah. So all the artistic work was done by Mer. Yalud Mahmad. So that's the story. All right. Now repeat.
If the natural parents adopted Charles' natural parents dies for a long time.
Of course he has the Shichiva, that goes without saying. That is his Mechuyot to Shichiva. I mean, if somebody adopts the child, so that he moves them as parents, has to show them, that goes without saying. That shouldn't even be asked.
Even if he has nothing to do with them at all?
No, he has nothing to do with them. And even if they have been very cruel to him, yes, the Shichiva is a father, and if he will be Chimel in them, so he will be high in his.
Even if the adopted parents don't want him to, they still have to.
Do what?
They don't want him to situate.
Never mind, so it's... And suppose a natural father tells him about the Taylor, so doesn't have to listen. That goes without saying, that's no shire. But here, adopted parents, he's not the good of the situation. He's not the good of the situation. But if he wants, he has an interview. Right. Now the taste of the good horror chill is the Bahai Shinuye, Naman Shane, the Koshe, Macy Amaze. The Hodel Kamarello, Mishin, the Yuska Amelie, the Koshe, the Kohoch, the Baye, the Nes, the Dei, the Loy, the Nes, the Aum. Now what does it mean, Tavai? Here's the Tavai is reference to what? To the Mishneh and to the Price. How can you say Tavai, the Mesdei, the Mesdei, explicitly, that only the Price has reference to Mesdei? But the Mishneh has reference to Mesdei. But you know, as for basic atone, Leilon, the Mesdei, the Hanau, the Labne Avelisnu. But if it's Labne Avelisnu, so in all in final analysis, it's mezale. I mean, calling it dead, it's not a matter of semantics. If it's not the kriyim amur v'teiro, so that's mezale. So how does Teisa say, Dal kol koch talvaya b'mez d'ideya, b'lim mezale. Diktonim in Braise, in the Leon Yosef Nitri. All right, so there's the Braise. But how can he say, Tabai mi mezi de yaire? So he should say, Dal kocho Braise mi mezi de yaire. But not Masnissen. Masnissen is the mezi. So it means, the mezi de, even the Braise is the mezi de Manish. The Kriyim Amur Mitero, and the Mishneh is Mezdidei, a Koref, like an uncle, and then, but not the Kriyim Amur Mitero. So why did he say, Tavaye, the Mezdidei, see, there is a common denominator between the Braise and the Mishneh, there is such a basic divergence between the basic difference between the Mishneh and the Braise. The Mishneh is referenced to one who is not mechuyif to the Nisabu. He is a close relative, he's an uncle, but he's not mechuyif to the Nisabu. And the Bible says, let us to the trade of momentary mechuyif to the Nisabu. So how does he include them, the chodem achdus? I think, I mean, the trade chapters, and curiously, not the Marshal, there is no Maram on this particular. So, very difficult. I think the right pshat in Tavaye does not have reference to the Mishneh and the Braise. But Tavaye has reference to the two terutzim of the Gemara. Because Rashi says that when the Gemara gives the teretz of the Pshinen, so the Gemara is chizer from the original teretz in regard to Meisei. Hobi mezdi dei, hobi mezdi am. So he calls Tabai, so Tinsky says no, not like Rashi, because the Gemara, in other words, that according to Rashi Shite, so according to the Teretz of Gemara, the final Teretz of Gemara, Hogas in the Rav Shimon. Some mele, the Braise accords with the view of the Yud, and the Mishneh accords with the view of Rav Shimon in respect to Meisei also, not only in respect to Hameisei. So that means, so this is assumed in Rashi, according to the Teres of the Mora, we don't say that the Braise has reference exclusively to Mezdidei and the Mishneh has reference exclusively to Mezdidei. But both the Mishneh and the Braise have reference to Mezdidei and Mezdidei. So the Mishneh has reference to Mezdidei and Mezdidei, and still the Mishneh says, Hakerei al Meisei, even Mezdidei, so it's potter because it represents the view of Rav Shimon, and the Braise has reference to it, represents the view of Rav Yehuda. So when it says Hakereya al Meisei Yischayev, it has reference not only to Mezdidei, but even to Mezdiyahu, that's how Teisa is assumed in Rashi. So Teisa says no. Teisa says, because in the Dal Kochoch Tavaye referring to both the Rutsim, the Teretz as far as the Braise is concerned, not as far as the Mishneh is concerned. The Teisa doesn't discuss the Mishneh. The Teisa is discussing the Braise. The Teisa only mentions the Braise. But Tavaye both those who need the final teres of the Gemara, Horeb Yud, Horeb Shimon. So applies the price only to Mezdei, not to Mezdei, not like Rashi, who presumably, according to Pesach, the less teres of the Gemara applies the price even to Mezdei. So he says, because she'll read alcohol, but Rabbi made the day, the Lord made down, he dictated the price, the Lord Yossi, the Kriya. So how could Rashi say that according to the time of Teretz in the Gemara, so the price can have reference even to Mezdei Alme, if it's Mezdei Alme, so how is Yossi the Kriya, but that's no real cash against Rashi. Because the expression, the price says as follows, Hakereya v'chamosi v'aveli v'almei z'chayim. He is chayim v'nishu Shabbos, whether he is kereya on the day the kriyim on the table, or he is kereya on the kriyim on the table. But then you rest the kashe, if he is not on the table, he is in the kalka, according to the beauty. There can be a case, let's say, on Clement. But suppose the situation is such that if he will not hear Kriya, so then the cousins will sever their relationship with him, because the nephews of their parent, to give COVID to them. And if they will not hear the beggar, they know that when their father died, so they told everybody, and here they're not told everybody, so they'll never speak to them. So then in Leski Shire, there's still no key mitzvah of Kriya, just because the country would be conducive to your will. That doesn't make, that doesn't mean that there is a key mitzvah of Kriya, but there will be no mitzvah of Baltashris in such a case, because Tashlis is only when it's there Hashvase, but if it's for the purpose of averting ill will and spite and enmity and elimination and hostility in the family, then there's no doubt Tashlis. Mimele, according to Rav Yehuda, will not be in Kalka. Because why is it different? Can Kireya Limiya Meina Ishi Vesem, according to the Rambam, even not Limiya Meina Ishi Vesem, because he loses the tension, but Limiya Meina Ishi Vesem, so then he is. So then everybody agrees that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he is not in the country. Why is he in the country? Because it's for a constructive purpose. He is actually the members of the household. Now here, if he tears Kriya for an uncle or an aunt, so there is no Chiyuv Kriya, there is no Mitzvah Kiyumis here. But the situation is such that his cousins are difficult people, and if they will not hear, they will become very hostile and angry, and there will be strife and hostility in the family. So then he's a good helper, Dr. Sholem is a very constructive purpose. Some melee he'll be hired. That's according to Rashi. So that's what he points out. So the Mele, true, the price it says, the Adal Pishim Echal is a Shabbos Yosef Vikriye. So this halacha, the last sentence in the price, Yosef Vikriye has reference only to Mezidei, not to Mezidei Alme. But the first halacha, the first sentence, Hakereya Bechamosi Babil Al-Misi Chayet, has reference not only to Mezidei, but even as the Alme, if it was done for a constructive purpose, as a matter of fact, you see the Chiddush Rambam, that the Rambam says, he doesn't say it, he doesn't spell it out explicitly, but when you look in the Rambam, you will see that the Rambam means that. He says, even as the Alme, if it's done, not the Rach HaShvoset, but the Rach Kovet. What do you mean the Rach Kovet? When the family, the members of the family expect that Kovet, And otherwise, there will be ill will, there will be evil. Some male is not in the culture. He's not in the culture. That's it. But there, of course, not trying to say Yotzi the clear. So the Yotzi the clear has reference only to the case of Mezdidei. But the price deals with both Mezdidei and Mezdial. Mezdidei, of course, is not in the culture. But Mezdial also in certain situations where it's Yachkovic, where it's not necessary to say that Yachkovic. So he's not in the culture. All right, the case is, says, He would be high. Question is how? Near the vehicle, how it's a Hamose, a Hamose, Abu Balmazili pleaded, we met the Alme Porta in the Kalkin, who we met the day we can meet there, Hoshi Saki, Abu Gabu Kalamash, the Hoshi Pachini Kitchen, the Yahoo, the Abu Baski, and Kalk Abu Abu Hai, or some Kalkin, the Gamble, Shinzilla Hache, or Mashinzilla Mitzvah. Abo gabi tria sobu, habi tikna tege, daubi tria, she yuchal leib, she yuchal sho. She is bechim, I suppose it should be, not the Yidre, she is bechim. So he says there is a difference between Mile, Rav Shimon says, tikna the mitzvah is not considered misaki. There has to be a physical, a mundane, because by Mile, there is all the people in the world, but because they should know they're able to trumo and so on. But the tikkun is purely a tikkun of mitzvah. Mashein kein. Here, so as a result of the mitzvah of the deen, there is a mundane tikkun too, because to be able to put on the baguette without telling that, that's a mundane tikkun. But this is the effect of it being of the mitzvah. So whatever, what different thing. Now you could ask the same question, is it clear, does it really have such a effect? Because it's not only the there is such a case when it's relevant, then the Shimon didn't say it's not in the Sakhi. But when the Torah says that Ayin Hashmini is Deir HaShabbos, otherwise it would be Yosha, so the Torah doesn't refer back to such a case where the Deir Tikkun is a relevant thing. Let's read Mazeh, so there is no such relevant Tikkun in Deir Tikkun. And let's say the Torah says it not after the Dabin Kehren, but even the Gabi Yisrael too. So then we don't have any mundane tikkun, only a mitzvah tikkun. So mitzvah tikkun is not considered exactly. But here, in every case where it's Kerei Akriya, you beg it. As a result of the mitzvah of Kriya, there is a mundane tikkun.